Death Be Not Proud, GCSE English Literature podcast script. Intro music, 1 minute, upbeat, modern, educational feel. Host. Hello and welcome to the GCSE English Literature Study Guide series. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful poems in the OCR anthology, John Donne's Death Be Not Proud. This is a fantastic text for showing examiners your analytical skills. It's a short poem, but it packs a huge punch, and by the end of this 10-minute episode, you'll have the core knowledge and exam technique to tackle it with confidence. We'll cover the big ideas, zoom in on the language and structure, and give you some top tips for hitting those high grades. So grab a pen, and let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Host, first, let's break down the core concepts. Death Be Not Proud is a holy sonnet, and it's essentially a direct argument against the power of death. The speaker, who we can assume is Donne himself, is talking directly to a personified death using a technique called apostrophe. He starts with that famous defiant line, "Death, be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so." This sets up the central argument. Donne's speaker systematically dismantles death's authority. He argues that death doesn't actually kill people, it's just a short sleep, a rest for our bodies before our souls experience eternal life. He compares death to rest and sleep, which he calls pictures of death. If we get pleasure from rest and sleep, he reasons, then we should get even more pleasure from death itself. This is a classic example of metaphysical wit, using logical, almost scientific reasoning to explore a complex spiritual idea. He then goes on to belittle death even further. He calls death a slave to fate, chance, kings, and desperate men. Think about it. Death has no agency of its own. It only comes when called by war, sickness, or a king's decree. It's not a master, but a servant. This is a crucial point for AO2 analysis. Donne's use of language here completely subverts our expectations of death as an all-powerful force. Finally, the poem builds to its powerful conclusion, the paradox that lies at the heart of Christian belief. The poem is a sonnet, and the final two lines, a rhyming couplet, deliver the knockout blow. One short sleep passed, we wake eternally, and death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die. This is the ultimate triumph. Because of the promise of the resurrection in Christianity, death is not the end. It's a temporary state. When everyone has passed into eternal life, death itself will become obsolete. It will have no one left to claim. Therefore, death itself will die. For a top-grade response, you must connect this idea to the poem's context, the deep religious conviction of 17th century England and Donne's own role as a priest. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Host. So, how do you translate this into top marks in the exam? First, let's talk exam technique. In the OCR paper, you'll be comparing this poem to another one. The biggest mistake candidates make is analyzing one poem, then the other. You must have an integrated comparison. Structure your essay thematically. For example, have a paragraph on how both poems present the power of death, or a paragraph on their use of structure. This shows the examiner you are thinking comparatively from the start. Another common pitfall is just feature spotting. Don't just say, Donne uses a sonnet. Explain why. The sonnet form, with its tight structure and logical progression, is the perfect vehicle for Donne's argument. The volta, or turn in argument, after the first 8 lines, allows him to shift from challenging death to utterly dismissing it. The final couplet provides that powerful, memorable conclusion. Always link form to meaning. And a final tip, memorize that final couplet. And death shall be no more. Death thou shalt die. It's the key to the whole poem and a fantastic quote to use to sum up your argument. Quickfire recall quiz, 1 minute. Host. All right, time for a quickfire quiz to test your recall. Cover your notes. 1. What is the literary term for speaking directly to an absent person or object like death in this poem? Pause. Apostrophe. 2. Donne calls death a slave to 4 things. Can you name 2 of them? Pause. Fate, chance, kings, and desperate men. 3. What is the central paradox in the final line of the poem? Pause. That death itself will die. 4. What form is the poem written in? Pause. A sonnet. How did you do? If you got all 4, you're well on your way. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Host. So, to summarize, Death Be Not Proud is a powerful, defiant argument against the tyranny of death, rooted in Christian faith. Remember to analyze the effect of the personification and apostrophe, the structure of the sonnet, and the central paradox of the final couplet. Avoid simply describing the poem and instead build a conceptual comparative argument. That's your route to a top grade answer. Thanks for listening to this episode of the GCSE English Literature Study Guide. You can find more resources, including a full written guide for this poem, on the website. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you next time. Outro music fades in and out.